Welcome to Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. I'm your host, Angela Peters. My purpose of this podcast is to talk things tech-related, online privacy, digital wellness, copyright-related, digital storage, and how to behave in a digital world. So let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of today's episode. Today, we are going to talk about how the pandemic affected me in positive and negative ways in the tech world, tech and digital world, and then how it affected my mental health and socialization. The pandemic that hit us severely back in March of 2020 has affected me in positive and negative ways. First off, during the pandemic, our world has turned upside down, in my opinion, with cancellations and postponing of TV shows and movie productions and people's travel plans. And I, myself, really hit rock bottom and got into funks thinking the world was going to end due to this pandemic, which was very depressing. As we are getting closer to the end of the pandemic and things are starting to get back to normal slowly, it made me realize what was truly important to me, tech-related and non-tech-related, during this pandemic. So tech has played a huge important for me, or huge impact for me during the pandemic in several positive ways. So there are times during this pandemic like, oh my god, this is so good, I still have this tech tool. And I'm going to name off a list that how the pandemic affected me positively in the digital world. So I'm going to name off the things, and I'll say ding ding for each one. So here's my list. Number one, ding 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 ding. Being able to do my college education online without it being the disruption. First off, everyone, I was so fortunate that I was able to continue my education during these past hard times, that I was already ahead of the game when it came to my schooling and education due to already taking classes online and attending some classes on Zoom, plus doing group projects and recordings. I was so fortunate that these past couple semesters I had more classes to choose from that was offered online, which that was a plus with my education. Most classes which you couldn't take online, I was fortunate enough that they were offered online, I was able to take some. Number two, ding, 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 video chat conferencing. I was so fortunate that I was able to still video chat with my friends and family during the COVID-19 pandemic. Number three, ding, 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 my job. First off, I was very fortunate that during my last 6 months of working for immigration, ICE detention, that I didn't get laid off during the COVID-19 pandemic before moving to Wyoming to work at Walmart again. Don't get me wrong, I'm happy I left immigration as I wasn't super happy working for ICE, but during the time of uncertainty, I was very lucky to still have that job where no one else was hiring. That being said, during the last 6 months of working for ICE, I was happy that detainees had the law computers to put in requests for legal copies and books on the computers in the pods. Number four, ding, 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 Grubhub and Uber Eats app. I was so grateful to have the ability to order food from Uber Eats and Grubhub and brought it to my house by ordering food online, which saved us from going out to dinner, we got to eat from home, etc. Number five, ding, 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 job interviews. I was very lucky during the pandemic that I was able to interview for jobs I have applied for on Zoom or by phone. These five points I have listed made me realize how grateful I had it during the COVID-19 pandemic. That I was grateful for, how tech helped me during the pandemic. That being said, there were ways tech and life in general brought me down during the pandemic that I realized these things were things I couldn't live without and that were really, really important to me, you know, looking back in life and like, oh my God, it sucks not having it. Here's my list of things tech and entertainment and life in general affected me in a negative way. Number one, ding, 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 TV shows and how TV production shut down. This really threw me down a lot as TV shows are a huge interest in my life as hobbies and interests. For example, when I found out Snowfall, my TV show, had to stop filming season 4 due to the pandemic until cases settled down, this made me so upset. And I mean, I was devastated. I was so looking forward to it coming out July 2020, but due to the pandemic, they had to stop production. It was like my life was crashing due to that. And so forth. And also other TV shows stopped filming due to COVID that I had an interest in. It just really, really affected me. Number two. Ding, 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 ding. Lack of face-to-face interaction. I was so devastated that we couldn't do much face-to-face interaction during the pandemic, and I felt like my social life was upside down. And I didn't not do face-to-face interaction, but it was very limited. That being said, video conferencing helped me with that, but wasn't the same as doing activities face-to-face, like Special Olympics this year and last year, they did it virtually, which I felt like, oh my God, that's not the same thing. So, number three, ding, 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 traveling. Traveling played a negative impact on my life due to not being able to travel and not being able to stay with friends or family due to this COVID pandemic. When I traveled by plane during the pandemic, we didn't get offered a choice of food and drink during our flights, which affected me also. If anything, we had a bottle of water and snacks in a Ziploc bag, which I missed having my apple cranberry juice, but because of the pandemic, we didn't get to do that. Number four, ding, 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 not being able to see my family in Michigan. I was affected by the COVID-19 pandemic by not being able to meet my nephew due to worrying about getting people sick and worrying that you might be carrying the virus. I mean, I could have gone Thanksgiving, but my parents drove up there and work wouldn't let me take a week off. So that was kind of a fact that they drove just to be careful, but luckily, I'm now vaccinated and hope to see and meet my nephew this year. To conclude this episode, I wanted to do this episode to reflect how the pandemic has affected me in positive and negative ways. I'm happy the pandemic is close to being over and that I'll be happy when life goes back to normal 100%. Also, I'm concluding this episode is that it made me realize during this pandemic what was really important to me, like interest and things like that, you know? So, but hopefully life gets back to normal soon. Thank you for tuning in today's episode. I'm your host, Angela Peters, and I'll see you next time for a new episode of Digital Citizenship in a Digital World.